Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Welcome to News Fighters for today, Friday, March 20th, 2020. First of all, I apologize for my freak out on the last show. We're living in interesting times, what can I say? The coronavirus pandemic is spreading around the globe, threatening to inundate healthcare systems. Millions of workers have already lost their jobs, and we're facing the most anxious economic times since the Great Depression. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm longing for that simple time 3 weeks ago when the biggest news story in Australia was this.
Three baboons escape a medical research facility.
A troop of baboons on the loose.
Baboons on the loose.
Baboons on the loose tonight.
Baboons on the loose.
It's not clear yet how many baboons were on the loose.
Oh God, February 25. Feels so long ago. But here at News Fighters, we're vowing to push on because we're aiming to bring you the news in an easily digestible way. And we think comedy can also be informative and also lighten your mood in these dark times. As a poet once said, when the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around. Now, let me just check who that was. Is it Clive James or Sylvia Plath? Sting? I goddamn hate the police. No, not you, police. We're going to need you to maintain some kind of social stability once we all ran out of toilet paper. But yes, don't worry. We're all going to get through this. And here at News Fighters, we've been granted federal permission to access the national stockpile of wacky clips. Let's play one now.
If you get frustrated by seagulls trying to pinch your chips, you should stare down the birds. University researchers, yes, university researchers, have found that birds are more likely to steal food when they can avoid the gaze of their victims.
Well, I think it's safe to say we can assume those university researchers are hopefully putting their efforts into slightly more important research now. Anyway, moving on, one of the great things about the current age of having internet and social media is being able to watch your favorite celebrities break down over the coronavirus pandemic in real time. Some are handling it better than others. Here's rapper Cardi B, who had her tour cancelled.
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus! Coronavirus! I'm telling you, shit is real! Shit is getting real!
Is this coronavirus shit gonna be like a couple of weeks type of shit, or it's gonna be a couple of months type of shit? Let me know so I can start motherfucking racking up on foods and Moncliers so a bitch can move to motherfucking Antarctica, bitch.
Once again, Cardi B, the voice of reason in an age of confusion. Meanwhile, Arnold Schwarzenegger is living his best life, hanging out at home with Danny DeVito. Oh, no, wait, sorry, that's a miniature horse.
Moolah loves carrots. Whiskey loves carrots. I just had my little bit of vegan food. Oh, that was yummy, huh?
I just had a fantastic workout at the house, in my home gym.
Here I am at home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie. Eh? I just finished a bike ride and a little bit of workout, and I just, you know, keep staying at home.
Yes, do like Arnie, stay at home. But maybe don't smoke a cigar. I think we might need your lungs to be as healthy as possible. Meanwhile, Michael Stipe from REM isn't coping too well.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Stop trying to help, Michael Stipe, and don't you dare pivot to that shiny, happy people bullshit either. We need you to stay calm in this time of crisis. Now, a lot of musicians are getting in on holding online quarantine concerts, including Chris Martin of Coldplay, whose music is like coronavirus for your ears.
They were all yellow.
Look, I'm not trying to say that keyboard sounded bad, but geez, I think the audio was better on Keyboard Cat. And just when things couldn't look any worse, Willie Nelson's son Lucas hits us about the ears with the biggest cliche he could reach for.
The minor drop and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Now, look, if any government out there is listening, Scott Morrison, Trump, Boris, Angela Merkel, the UN, the WHO, I don't care, please institute an immediate indefinite ban on performances of Hallelujah. This is actually a policy I've been pushing for years, long before coronavirus, but this is the time we can make it happen. Meanwhile, all Aussies returning home from overseas are going to be facing 2 weeks of self-isolation, and most of them seem to be handling it pretty well.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
How are you going to spend the next 2 weeks, I guess?
Thanks, mate. You know? No worries.
We can't disclose all of it.
Also back in Australia, panic buying. And Daddy ScoMo ain't taking any more of our shit.
Now, on bulk purchasing of supplies, stop hoarding. I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful. And I've got to say, it's been one of the most disappointing things I've seen in Australian behaviour in response to this crisis.
Yeah, he had the exact tone of the time your dad caught you smoking weed around the back of the shed.
Stop it. It's not sensible. And I've got to say, it's been one of the most disappointing things.
Ah, oh, but Dad, it was just a little puff. Everyone at school's doing it. Ugh. Meanwhile, in America, believe it or not, they still have Donald Trump as president. And, I've never really missed President Obama more. So here, I put together a little video contrasting their leadership styles during pandemics. On one side, we have President Obama during the 2009 swine flu pandemic. And on the other side, we have President Trump from the last week. Now, see if you can spot any difference here.
This is obviously a very serious situation. And every American should know that their entire government is taking the utmost precautions and preparations.
Once this virus is gone, I think you're going to have a stock market like nobody's ever seen before.
And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm.
And I've spoken actually with my son. He says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. Relax. We're doing great. It all will pass.
The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively.
And he watched the market go up 2,000 points. On Friday, it went up 2,000, almost 2,000 points.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your response to this crisis?
I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job.
We're clear.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I don't know about you, but I sure feel reassured. Meanwhile, breakfast television in Australia has finally come around to coronavirus's celebrity victims and their breakfast habits.
If Tom Hanks has learned anything from his time in isolation, it's how to spread Vegemite.
People are questioning the thickness of the Vegemite on the toast in the photo.
You were very concerned.
I was, because if the coronavirus doesn't get you, sodium... a sodium overdose will.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, stop spreading it round. The Vegemite and the virus. Look, you come to this country, you take a job in an industry that's now completely gone. You ingest our imported virus, and then you abuse our national spread by spreading it a little too thickly. God damn you, Tom Hanks. And the celebrity infections haven't stopped there.
The Nine Network's entertainment editor and Weekend Today Show host Richard Wilkins has tested positive to coronavirus. He had been in close contact with Rita Wilson, the wife of Tom Hanks.
I feel
fine. I feel 100%. I feel the same as I always feel. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have a runny nose. I don't have a headache. I feel terrific.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Richard Wilkins was in a rock band in the early 80s. I mean, he's probably got an immune system that can get rid of anything. Also on Breakfast Television, last week we had coronavirus expert Barnaby Joyce on Sunrise.
Look, it's tragic. We've had over 3,000 deaths globally. But you need about 30 to 40 times that number to equate to the deaths from snakebite.
Ah, good times. And this week, Sunrise brought in noted epidemiologist Pauline Hanson.
But I think this has been blown completely out of proportion. I think they've watched too many movies and they feel, you know, the world's coming to an end. I mean, so just a few months ago, it was climate change that we were coming to an end, if you listen to Greta.
Yeah, forget Greta. Maybe they're just listening to Michael Stipe. Also in Australia this week, the Australian government finally rolled out its long-awaited public awareness information campaign. And, well, have a listen. It doesn't feel very impactful to me.
To help stop the spread of viruses, like the flu or coronavirus, good hygiene is essential. That starts with washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Whenever you cough, sneeze or blow your nose, prepare food or eat, care for someone sick, touch your face or use the toilet. Remember to cough or sneeze into your arm or a tissue. Bin the tissue and wash your hands. Together we can help stop the spread and stay healthy.
Okay, go back. Play that first bit again.
To help stop the spread of viruses, like the flu or coronavirus.
Whoa. Like the flu or coronavirus? You can tell some bean counter was like, we're spending all this money on an information campaign for coronavirus. Why don't we make it evergreen so we can roll it out next flu season? Save a bit of money when this whole coronavirus thing just blows over. Look, if you ask me, this whole ad is just too polite. The nice female voiceover isn't going to cut through to men, especially older men. So I propose we make a public awareness campaign ad that speaks to men in a language they understand. The cliched movie mob gangster.
Hey, you fat f***ing pieces of shit. How many times I got to tell you, wash your mother f***ing goddamn f***ing hands, you dumb f***ing. Didn't your mother teach you no goddamn manners? Buy a box of Kleenex. What are you, goddamn pig slob, you f***ing goomba? You want everyone to f***ing die? Stop painting the goddamn walls with your sputum and cover your f***ing mouth with a tissue. F*** you. I don't give a f***. Bada boom, bada bing, wash your hands.
And apologies out there to any dialect or accent coaches. Look, on a final serious note, it's undoubtedly a time of global shock and crisis. We're going to come through it. But anyone who's read Naomi Klein's The Shock Doctrine will tell you, governments often use these times to push their own agendas through and look for ways to invade our civil liberties and personal rights. We all remember September 11 and the anti-terror laws that were brought in after that. In many ways, led directly to the attack on press freedom that got the ABC raided last year. All I'm saying is, let's just keep an eye on what's happening out there. Make sure we get sunset clauses on this shit. I don't want to have my retina scanned and my throat swabbed every time I go to a movie cinema 20 years from now. If there's still movie cinemas. So look, be vigilant. Let's all look out for each other. Don't hoard. Wash your hands. Remain indoors. Slow the spread to free up a bed. Don't be fighting, and bye for now. We'll be back with more News Fighters every week for the time being, so stay tuned.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.